Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, July 1st. A Tesla integrated dashcam system captured a valet driver crashing a Model S while he was testing out cheetah mode. Valet joyrides are nothing new, but it's something Tesla has had its mind on for a while. It introduced what they called valet mode to limit the speed and acceleration while handing over your keys to the valet. Well, in this instance, the owner forgot to enable the mode, the valet couldn't resist the temptation, and it was captured on the Tesla camera. The dash cam shows the valet entering a clear space of empty parking spots before accelerating far too fast to make the necessary turn. The car bounded over a small cement parking barricade before forcibly bouncing out of the grass and over the cement side of an entrance bridge about 2 feet tall. Fortunately, the owner of the car didn't need the Tesla cam footage to make a case, since the valet company couldn't really hide the damages, and they were quite upfront about it. Tesla has increased the price of the full self-driving package from $7,000 now to $8,000, as it promised, and that may have saved the quarter financially. Over the last year, CEO Elon Musk has made the pricing strategy quite clear, that Tesla will increase the pricing as new features are developed for full self-driving package. And the recent surge of cash before the price increase may have been enough to help Tesla become profitable, or maybe even just break even financially. Quite a good sign for one of the most uncertain economies of our generation. We are starting to see an increasing number of reports from Tesla owners about Autopilot doing some pretty aggressive maneuvers to avoid crashes. During the early days of Autopilot, Tesla was limiting the system from making drastic evasion maneuvers in order to avoid causing accidents. However, in a new example, Tesla owner Russ LePage from Saskatchewan, Canada, shares an impressive video of Autopilot swerving to avoid a deer at the last second. Tesla will deploy up to 1,000 Powerwalls in Vermont this year under two new programs with a longtime partner. Green Mountain Power was one of the earliest adopters of the Tesla Powerwall. It's a relatively small electric utility operating in Vermont, but it has been leading the deployment of Tesla Powerwalls with 2,000 units to date. Their deployment of energy storage has been so successful that they decided to expand. Under the new program, up to 500 customers can have Powerwalls installed with third-party installers per year, with up to $10,500 in incentives to the customer. Today, Chinese automaker BYD has announced a new market trial for the Tang electric SUV in Norway, and the hope is to expand throughout Europe. Isbrand Ho, managing director of BYD Europe, commented on the announcement, saying, quote, "We're tremendously excited to bring the new Tang EV trial project to Norway. This is a very capable car indeed, with impressive performance figures, a game-changing new blade battery, robust off-road characteristics, and a level of comfort which the driver and whole family will enjoy." The executive added, quote, "Europe is starting to recover from the coronavirus pandemic, and we are optimistic for the future in Norway and across Europe." Now, the current version of the vehicle starts at 260,000 Chinese yuan before incentives, which is the equivalent to 36,000 US or 350,000 in Norwegian krones. Nissan will hold a global digital unveiling event for the all-new electric SUV called the Ariya on July 15th. Few details about the Ariya have been announced since its unveiling at the 2019 Tokyo Motor Show. The new Nissan EV is expected to offer nearly 300 miles of range, a 0-60 acceleration in less than 5 seconds, and a mainstream price of around $40,000. It's not expected to go on sale in the US until the year 2021. The digital debut is in the middle of the night for the United States, so a recording of the event will be made available at thenissannext.com. With inventory backed up as a result of the pandemic, traditional car dealer sales are on steroids this year for the US Independence Day holiday. According to Electrek's Best EV Deals Price Survey, the so-called premiums on electric cars are being replaced with discounts of up to $15,000 on popular affordable models such as the Chevy Bolt and the Nissan Leaf. Even if you don't live near one of the dealers listed, you can often use these prices to negotiate a better price at your local dealer. Prices on the Chevy Bolt LT are available for below $30,000 from Oregon to Florida. Nissan dealerships across the country are still packed with 2019 Leaf models, as well as the Audi with their e-tron. It looks like Jaguar is still struggling to move the 2019 I-Pace, since Jaguar Seattle offers the biggest EV discount in the country, dropping the price of an $86,000 I-Pace EV by $24,000. You can see all the offers cataloged on Electrek's Best EV Deals Price Survey by visiting our site, electrek.co. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Environment Florida has released its 7th annual Survey of Solar Energy in America's Biggest Cities. It found that the amount of solar power installed in just 7 U.S. cities exceeded the amount installed in the entire country at the end of the year 2010. The U.S. now has 77.7 gigawatts of solar photovoltaic capacity installed, more than enough to power one in every 10 homes in America. Out of Spain's 15 coal-fired power plants, 7 of them ceased operations just on June 30th. 4 more will soon follow, putting Spain on track to ultimately become coal-free. The country closed all of its coal mines 2.5 years ago as a result of the European Union banning state aid for them. However, Spanish newspaper El País asserts that Spain's decision to move away from coal was not policy-driven, but rather market-driven. Quote, "These closures appear to have little to do with the Spanish government's policies. As a matter of fact, the Ministry of Ecological Transition has refused to join an alliance of countries pledging to set a fixed date for phasing out this type of facility. Instead, it was the market itself, together with the measures coming out of Brussels, that sounded the death knell for coal." Dominion Energy has announced that it has completed construction of the Coastal Virginia Offshore Wind Pilot Project and the U.S.'s second offshore wind farm. It's a 2-turbine, 12-megawatt facility with plans to expand. The wind farm is 27 miles off Virginia Beach and will go live late summer this year. It's capable of providing 3,000 homes with power. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, just over a year ago, electric mobility company Fuel, with two L's, went live with sales of its first long-range electric bicycle, a dual-battery and belt-driven model known as the Fuel Fluid, likewise with two L's. Recently announced, the company also has a $10,000 electric motorcycle in the works. You guessed it, the Fuel Flow. Eric Buell, the founder, commented on the new project, quote, "There is more to urban mobility than e-bikes. Together with step-through mopeds and electric motorcycles, e-bikes can help transform how we experience urban environments." Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.